Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is a very special remote edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. If you're a fan of Radiohead, you probably recognized this tune already. It's the band song Airbag. But this version, incredibly, is being played by one guy on one guitar. And I use the word guitar very loosely here because Paolo Angeli's instrument looks more like the mutant offspring of a cello, a guitar, and a robot. I don't know, you'll have to watch the video to see what I mean. Paolo is from the island of Sardinia, which is officially part of Italy, but very much its own place. And after spending a lot of time in Barcelona, Paolo went back to Sardinia and spent the pandemic year creating an album called Jara, which celebrates a wild and historic part of the island. And when we asked him to do one of our soundcheck sessions, instead of sitting at home and playing his prepared Sardinian guitar, as he calls the instrument, he went to the remote northern tip of the island and recorded an astonishing performance with the Mediterranean Sea just about a yard behind him. Here is just the opening 2 minutes of the Jara Suite, recorded live by the sea from Paolo Angeli. That is the opening of the Jara Suite by the Sardinian guitarist and composer Paolo Angeli from a remarkable video performance that he has put together for us. Paolo, where did you go? You're right by the sea, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, it's my village. It's Palau in the north of Sardinia. And it was so incredible. Probably the most near to the sea that I played in my life. You know, it was like half a meter, 1 meter from the sea.
Yes.
I'd be afraid if some big boat was around, a big wave could arrive to the instrument.
I was a little worried because I know the full Jara Suite is a long piece. And I thought, well, if that tide is coming in, his equipment's going to get wet. You were very close to the water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the name Jara, or I guess in Sardinian you say Yara, is that right?
Yeah, Yara in Sardinian language and Jara in Italian.
Explain what that is.
There are kind of altipiano. I don't know in English altipiano. It's like
an altiplano, highlands.
Altiplano, yeah. With the most important archaeological area that we have in Sardinia, we are talking about 4,000 years ago, basically around that.
So it's a big archaeological. It's full of ancient ruins.
Yeah. It's a very wild part of the island. I mean, there are 600 horses that are free, and you can walk there and have this sensation of freedom or spirituality.
Yeah. And you wrote this music for your instrument, the Sardinian guitar.
Yeah.
Which is, how did you come up with this instrument? Was it, did you invent it a little bit at a time, or was it one big idea?
No, it was already a work, step by step. I started to modify I bought my first Sardinian guitar when in 1903. And in the same year, I met two great musicians. Giovanni Scanu, that was the older guitar player in the island. He was 87 when I met him. And I start to learn all the secrets about our traditional music with guitar and vocal. The same here, I met Fred Frith. You know?
Oh, yeah, Fred Frith, yes, the British musician.
Fred Frith. I felt a big confusion because in a way there was the traditional music and the other side, the avant-garde music. So I started to modify the instrument to found a compromise between the two big influence that I had in that moment. The first transformation I did, it be to introduce the possibility to play like a cello, just with the bow, but the bridge is still flat like a guitar. Then the second change I did is the most important. It be to introduce this kind of mechanical end. You know,
it almost looks like big typewriter keys.
You know, they work exactly like hammers. You know,
like hammers, yeah.
Hammers, like piano hammers. Then there are on top a violin neck and double bridge that I set with four strings on top, just to produce other sounds. Then there are mobile bridges, like this one. So, if you just move the bridge. Then there are small propellers inside.
Yeah, the propeller, the tiny propeller makes the string vibrate constantly.
Yeah, very tiny propellers. From here, you can modify the speed or the propeller. And in which strings you need the drum. You need this kind of sound. Then you have these eight strings on top of Portuguese tuning system. So in total we have 18 strings instrument. And hammers like piano, and played like a violin, and in a way, it's a small orchestra. I mean, it's the cheaper orchestra that you can find in the world.
a one man orchestra, all built around this Sardinian guitar.
Then there is other things very important. Each string have a different output.
So instead of one six-string instrument, you have six single strings
that you can...
Yeah. Very good.
So in total, I have the six output for the main six strings, then four output for the extra resonance strings, then an output for the sitar strings on top, on the double bass bridge. All these kind of small pickups, piezo pickups, let me work a lot on the space.
All right, let's put that instrument back to work and get back to this beautiful video performance that Paolo Angeli has put together for us. The album Jara is out now, and here is some more of his live performance of the Jara Suite. That is Paolo Angeli, recorded live on the beach, performing his Jara Suite, music from the album Jara. You were describing the instrument to us, this modified Sardinian guitar. Is it a one-of-a-kind instrument?
Well, you know, I had the very, very first one. It was punk instrument. It was a Sardinian guitar that I bought for $150. It was very, very cheap, very, very bad. But I spent like 12 years playing that instrument. Then I met Pat Metheny. With Pat, we discussed about the possibility to develop a new model. And so I designed a new evolution, and Pat used it in orchestral tour, that instrument.
Oh.
So there are two, one, that this one, uh-huh. and the other one, Pat used it in orchestral. And right now, just a week ago, I started the new model. That will be an evolution with much more complexity on top, much more prototypes. So is I can't wait to see what happens. I think in 3-4 months I will have the new guitar.
Wow! But right now you have one, and Pat Metheny has one, and that's it.
Right now I have one. Yeah. Right now just only one.
Okay. Listening to the music, there are moments in the Jara Suite that sound like they have the patterns of minimalism and big crescendos like we hear in post-rock bands.
Yeah.
Do you listen to that kind of music?
Of course. I felt that Jara, in a way, in my discography, it'd be a big change, much more connected with Steve Reich, in a way, of concept of evolution of the composition than to the past way that I used to compose. And then the other part, the central part that I played, it is very connected with the bells tradition that we have in Sardinia. Like and to the dance beat, like tak 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 tak. No, this is very connected to minimalism in Sardinia, because our way to compose in Sardinia traditional music is very interesting. So, for example, one song in Sardinia could be 40 minutes without a stop, and it should be just 40 minutes of variations on the same detail. And so about post-rock, I totally agree with you. I listen a lot of that kind of music, and when I play the movement Sulu, that is the last part of the suite, I'm just singing like intrigue. It's really a traditional way to sing. But the material that organized around is very connected to post-rock. It could be Sigur Rós also playing. It could be like Sigur Rós meeting traditional Sardinian music.
Yeah.
You know, in the north, we sing much more melodic, like this kind of melismatic vocals, much more connected to the Corsica island and the Arabic influences. But in the center of the island, we have this kind of emission that canto a tenore is four vocal, and the sound is much more similar to Tuva and
Tibet,
the tradition of Mongolia.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting. You know, when we released the album, many people told me, oh, so there is a singer from Mongolia in your album. I say, no, it's traditional music from Sardinia.
So we're going to hear that part of the Jara Suite where you sing. It's almost funny because at this point, we've heard you making all of this sound with one instrument, with the hammers and the propellers and the bow and the plucking and the strumming. And you think, well, there's nothing more he can do. And then you start singing. and it's just like, oh, of course. And it's both melodic singing and the throat singing. So that's clearly something that you've learned. Where does that throat singing come from?
The overtone is totally the older tradition that we have in Sardinia. It survived in the center of the island as there no colonization arrived.
Because
Sardinian people move in the center when the colonizer arrived around in the coast. But in the north, for example, we are a lot influenced by the Spanish colonization. I mean, the guitar arrived in Sardinia with the Spanish colonization.
Okay.
And they stayed in the island for 4 centuries. And this kind of way to sing, you know, we never sing with a flat vocal. I mean, in Sardinia, always when we want to sing, it's like Arabic way, like So it's a meeting point, I feel, you know, because we have Arabic colonization, we had Spanish colonization, and so there been so many influences. It's very interesting. I feel that when you know from where you are coming from, you are not afraid to take the risk to develop something new.
Yeah. Well, so all of these different cultures have come and gone, but in the Highlands, that's where that throat singing is like original. That's original Sardinian singing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's hear Paolo Angeli. Let's get back to this remarkable recording that he has made for us on the beach by the sea of the Jara Suite. All of this music is taken from his most recent album, although you're still improvising, right? This is going to be different from what's on the record.
Yeah, it's still improvisation. You know, for musicians, an album is just a picture about a moment of your life.
Right.
I mean, in a couple of months, I come back to live in Spain, and probably I will change again my idea about the next album. But this is the positive thing about to be free, you know, to work in producing by yourself the music. You don't need to explain to anybody what you want to do, what is your idea about music.
All right, we're speaking with Paolo Angeli and hearing his Jara Suite. Let's hear the remainder of it, and you'll get to hear him doing all of this stuff on the Sardinian guitar and singing as well. And let's take you back to the beach on the northern part of the island, and here's the rest of the Jara Suite.
Thank you.
That is Paolo Angeli, recorded on the beach. And at the beginning and the end of the suite, Paolo, we can hear the waves. You know, once all the music stops, all the sound from the Sardinian guitar, all the singing stops, we hear nature. And that just, it seems perfect for this record.
My feelings like that. In a way, this year, there have been a lot of moments that I was thinking about the rule about a musician in the society. And it was so strong, the relation that I had with the nature and the past, with this exploration in archaeological monuments, that my feeling, it been like, okay, because people was like, oh, wow, I have to stop one year.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. But what is 1 year in the history of a planet? You know, it's nothing. 1 year is just a very small part of the story of this planet, yeah. This fragile planet. And when the wave talk, because it's like talking to me, you know, probably it was one of the most depth concert I did, because the relation was so extreme. I mean, a bad wave could destroy the guitar.
Yeah.
The sound is much central. I mean, it's not so spatialized as I did in the past, because of the recording didn't work very well. But it's the spirit of this recording.
Yeah.
Is something so strong that I want to share also with some technical problems. No, sometimes the essence of the music, the really deep relation between an artist and the context is much more interesting than something perfect.
Absolutely. By the end, I found the ending of this suite very moving. What were you singing?
Well, the text. Yeah, it's the first poem that I wrote in my life. So it was like the sensation that I had coming back and living this fantastic here in Sardinia. I mean, without travel, you know?
Yeah.
Just basically living day by day in a village of 1,000 people and then in La Maddalena, in island, in the center between islands.
Right, between Corsica and Sardinia, yeah.
Yeah, so it'd be like the sensation of freedom that I had this year. Wow.
Yeah.
For me, it'd be an extremely positive privilege to come back to my island and to have this kind of crazy experience.
Well, Paolo, one of the silver linings on the cloud that has been the pandemic is it's given us a chance to do things like this, where you're in Sardinia and I'm in New York. But I really hope that when you get that new guitar, we will be able to bring you back to our studios in Manhattan.
Wow, it should be fantastic.
Yeah.
So I would like to thank very much the staff of Isola Campagnano that helped me to record this amazing in this amazing place.
It turned out really, really well. The album is out. It's called Jara, and Paolo Angeli has been my guest. And once again, thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Ciao.
Now, I've split up Paolo's performance for this soundcheck session so we could talk about the music, but you can watch the whole performance by the sea, or just an excerpt from it if you prefer. It's on our YouTube channel or here on the website, newsounds.org. It is spectacular. Our crew consists of Irene Trudell, our technical director, Karen Havlick, our producer, David McLean, our video editor, and me, John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us. See you next time.